And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. From Lithuania, U.S. President Joe Biden said Tuesday this year's NATO summit represents a historic moment as the security bloc prepares to grow while tackling issues around the grinding war in Ukraine. VOA's Patsy Wadakaswara reporting.
NATO leaders also renewed their commitment to spend at least 2% of GDP on defense amid Russia's war on Ukraine. Moscow's aggression has driven countries to join the alliance, soon turning it into a 32-nation bloc. U.S. President Joe Biden.
And this is a historic moment. The adding of Finland and Sweden to NATO is consequential.
Sweden's accession was secured after alliance member Turkey dropped its objections, partly because of Biden agreeing to push the sale of American-made F-16 fighter jets that Ankara has long sought to purchase. Patsy Wirakuswara, VOA News, Vilnius.
A team of human rights experts appointed by the UN to investigate Iran's suppression of anti-government protests that erupted last year presented an update to the UN Human Rights Council. And now the independent international fact-finding mission on Iran called for Tehran to ensure accountability for alleged human rights violations. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA.
One of the things that came out of the report that they submitted to the council at this session was that they had made repeated requests to the Iranian government for permission to access the country and to do their investigation, to meet with witnesses and victims and so forth, and they were repeatedly refused. And this, of course, is a big handicap in terms of their ability to get the information that they need. And so they will continue to do this.